Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Imagine, after years of not being able to communicate, seeing letters you picture in your mind appearing on a computer screen in real time. This is the latest attempt at connecting disabled people with the world through handwriting.
But how, when they can neither use their hands nor speak? Because the neural processes for those skills are not lost.
A team at Stanford University first relied on implanted brain sensors to follow a patient's thoughts about arm movements, to move a cursor on a screen to point and click on letters. It was slow, at about 40 characters a minute.
Then they wondered whether the neural activity associated with handwriting would work. So they chose a 65-year-old man, paralyzed from the neck down, who had a brain-computer interface, or BCI, implanted in the region of the brain that controls the hand and arm.
As the man imagined writing letters, the BCI sensors received those signals from individual neurons, and a machine learning algorithm recorded them.
He was able to copy sentences and answer questions at about 90 characters per minute, which is almost as fast as someone his age typing on a smartphone.
This brain-to-text BCI proved to be so fast because the neuronal activity for each letter was highly distinctive, making it easy for the algorithm to identify each one.
For people in desperate need of connection, this innovation is monumental. Let's hope they don't have to wait too long.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.